New Deer Valley president and CEO Todd Schollen says he wanted the job because he believes Deer Valley is the hospitality expert in the ski business.
I've stayed here before, I've skied here before as a guest, and that experience that I had was top-notch, and it's what I'm used to experiencing in the 4 and 5 star hotels and resorts that I've worked at throughout my career, so pretty exciting opportunity.
Schollen has 35 years of experience in the hospitality industry, working with primarily resorts and hotels. His most previous position was as COO of iFly Indoor Skydiving. Schollen says prior to being hired to that position, he didn't know anything about running fly centers.
But what I did know is a consumer business, and that's really what iFly is. There's a big technology part because they build and maintain and operate wind tunnels around the world. In fact, the founder is a part-time resident here of Park City over at the Canyons, and he came up with a concept that was making skydiving safe, you know, or at least safer, because you're not really jumping out of a plane now. But that consumer business and trying to get guest service increased and repeat business increased and so on and so forth, that was really the connection to what I had. Plus, it was also owned by the same parent company, and they had some need in executive turnover, and that was why I was there.
Schollen said that his work at Deer Valley will be similar.
We are a consumer business. We are all about guest service, and we happen to be doing it on a mountain. And I am not Bob Wheaton. Bob Wheaton is a legend, and Bob has done amazing things at Deer Valley. But if you ask Bob, he'll tell you that his focus has been on the mountain, and he's put together a tremendous team, I think probably best in the industry. They don't need a lot of help, but where Bob hasn't spent most of his time is in hospitality and in food and beverage and other areas, which is where, you know, my background is. So really just a little bit of a different focus, but it's all about the people and the team that we have and just pushing and driving to excel and continue to improve in our customer services experiences.
Schollen says he plans to focus on improving Deer Valley's lodges.
We haven't spent a lot of time and effort and money since they were built on the lodges, and I think there's a lot of opportunity to offer additional guest services, additional retail, additional food and beverage, activation in the outdoor areas. You know, we're going to spend this year with some designers and architects and do a bunch of planning on that, and then I think what you'll see in 2020 is some investment in both Silver Lake and Snow Park in the lodges, and just the overall customer experience and how do we upgrade that and modernize it. I think the other piece is we will be going to the RFID gate system next season, and that's a big investment, but that I think is going to really help the guest experience because you don't have to go to the ticket window. You know, there's just so many good things that come about that.
The radio frequency identification, or RFID system, will allow for quicker access to lifts. Although it's a large capital expenditure, Schollen says the upgrade will be worth it.
We have at least 18 lifts that we need to put some type of electronic access management to. The other ones are the smaller lifts down at Snow Park where there's just the ski instructors and the schools, and you can't get anywhere. If you want to ride that all day long without a ticket, we'll eventually figure that out, but there's no access anywhere else. You can only come back down to that.
That's Todd Schollen, Deer Valley's new president and CEO. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.